at the end of last week as well. Joining us on the line to make sense of the political dynamics of all of these is political analyst Tessa Dooms. Tessa, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of, I guess, firstly, the responses by both J.P. Smith as well as the mayor and the Democratic Alliance on the raids of the offices of J.P. Smith and Xanthia Lindberg?
Well, there's been shockingly very little response on their side. I think so the sign has been a bit strange.
Okay. Perhaps we can see if we can get Tessa on a different line this morning, and we can certainly continue the conversation. Her input and insight on this is certainly very important. Of course, important, I guess, for us to get some sort of understanding as to what this all means politically. So we'll try and establish another connection with Tessa and see if we can continue that conversation. In the meantime, 0639 coming through saying NCC, of course, celebrating or I guess loading the role that the NCC had to play in at least asking for an investigation. We'll get into that a little bit later on as well, but we do have Tessa on a better line. Tessa, once again, good morning. You were saying that you were surprised that there hasn't been that much of a response by the relevant role players.
Yeah, there hasn't been much of a response to this from the DA. The DA is usually very prepared for these kinds of instances. You think back to some of the other allegations that have come up, but they haven't come up really with a very strong line of even a line of defense. And the response seems to simply be that there's some kind of misunderstanding, or there's some kind of issue that will be resolved in future time, and they don't need to take any action at this point. There's not a lot of seriousness about it. It's just been quite shockingly quiet.
The mayor, of course, demanding a briefing with SAPS to want to know what's happening, and J.P. Smith calling it a political hit job, and essentially, by the sounds of it, asking for a bit of different treatment compared to Malusi Boy, who had been through something similar, and essentially this investigation being a part of that particular case as well.
Yes, and as I'm saying, they're kicking the ball down the road with this one quite deliberately. There's a sensibility that there's, you know, a third force at play, that this couldn't possibly be about JP himself. And usually the DA stance is we take the allegations seriously within our party. We're the party of accountability. We're the party that makes sure that people are held accountable and all of that. But no one has asked JP Smith to account for anything, and nobody has asked J.P. Smith to effectively do the right thing and make sure that both the reputation of the party, but more importantly, the reputation of the city and council is impugned by this investigation. Nobody seems to want to take a firm stance.
Yeah. If you look at particularly J.P. Smith and his position within the party, within the Democratic Alliance here in the Western Cape and the city of Cape Town, seemingly within the party, he has seemed for quite a while now to be untouchable as it relates to his political role within the Democratic Alliance. How big of a blow would it be if there were, call it meat to the bones of these allegations?
Well, it would be a big blow to the DA. The DA has had a very long, small group of quite powerful people in the party. And those people include people like Dean McPherson, JP, increasingly now the mayor of Cape Town himself, and of course John Steenhuisen. And they've kind of been a nexus for the DA in terms of its trajectories going forward. And if you think about who, you know, the different political waves of the DA in the last few years, it's undoubtedly true that he's been one of those central figures in crafting the direction of the DA. But I think it's a bigger blow for the DA internally than it is even externally, because the DA is almost one of the most more cliquey parties in the country. And so it may actually cause some factional tensions within the DA, which is something we don't often talk about in the DA. But I think for the facing the public and the outward face, The DA actually gets to slide with a lot of things in public eye because they're not the ANC. And I do think that the public have not, we've not, between the public, the media, we do not scrutinize the DA as closely when they don't behave in ways that are of good ethical practice or good for political culture. The DA's political culture simply falls below the standard of requiring their public officials to take responsibility. It falls below that standard. At this point, JP May actually, you know, get to the point where he's arrested and still in office because they are so reluctant to take any kind of action against him. The DA feels like the public will forgive them at some point because just because they're not the ANC and there was party allegations out there.
Yeah.